I was in the FBI for 27 and a half years, and at the time of my retirement in 1979, I was the senior special agent in charge of the FBI Los Angeles office. I developed information personally about just extensive corruption in the government, not only at the federal level, but all the way down to the city and state level across this country. I have information about corrupt judges, corrupt law enforcement, prosecutors, county officials, judges. It involves drugs, involves pornography, involves prostitution, it involves occults, pedophilia. The bottom line is to take over the country and the world.
For what, though?
Power, greed. This goes back over 200 years, back to 1776, with the establishment of an organization known as the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. And if your listeners don't know what the Illuminati is, they need to run down to the library and look it up and do some research, because on May the 1st, 1776, a fellow named Adam Weishaupt, German, set forth 25 goals at the request of the Rothschild group that they needed to initiate in order to take over the world. We're talking about destroy the sovereignty of countries and destroy religions. And that's where it really started in modern day. And right today, believe it or not, and we have the documentation for this, we are probably 90%, their goals have probably been filled at the great rate of about 90%.
This Illuminati, this group who called themselves the Enlightened Ones, had gained positions of power through control of the banking system.
The Illuminati was founded on May 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt, a professor at Ingolstadt University. Weishaupt obviously had been a serious student of the occult, for many of its bizarre features and symbols were incorporated into his organization. Weishaupt had been active in the Masonic lodges of Germany, and found in them the perfect vehicle for recruiting into his secret order, which he described publicly as the highest level of Freemasonry. The Illuminati was formally incorporated into the Masonic lodges at the Congress of Wilhelmstadt in 1780. There were 8 conspiratorial rings within rings, advancing from the outermost novice inward to Rex, or King. The king, of course, was Weishaupt himself, who had adopted the code name Spartacus. Those in the outer rings were told that the grand purpose of the order was to make of the human race, without any distinction of nation, condition, or profession, one good and happy family. But by the time the member had advanced to the level of presbyter, or priest, his oath of absolute secrecy and obedience had become deadly serious. Only then was he allowed finally to see the ultimate goal of the order. It was the destruction of all religion and the destruction of all independent governments, replaced by a new world order, a world government ruled from behind the scenes by the Illuminated Ones.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
I call upon all states to join ranks in order to found the new world order of the 21st century.
And people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
On the back of the dollar bill, you see the symbol on the left-hand side of the bill, which is Anuit Coeptis, which means our enterprise is now a success, or our enterprise is crowned with success. Anuit Coeptis. So you're saying, fine, so you have an enterprise and is now crowned with success. What enterprise are you talking about? Novas ordo seclorum. Novas is novas, meaning new. Ordo is order, and seclorum is where we get the word secular, meaning the world. So it's new order of the world, the new world order. George Bush's new world order is now a success.
Bill, you've heard an awful lot of dramatic speeches and seen dramatic moments in times of great gravity for the nation. How would you assess this evening?
This was a stirring address, in my view. Shorter than his father's speech when he announced the New World Order. Shorter than his father's speech when he announced the New World Order.
In 1934 is when the Federal Reserve actually finally took total control of the United States monetary system, and that's when they said it is now a success, because this is a symbol, this is an emblem of a secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati, the German Bavarian Illuminati. They were a secret society founded in the south of Germany. They were called the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, the Enlightened Ones. 1776 was when this secret society actually formed itself into a secret society and put itself into operation. They were the basis for what we call today in our country the Bavarian Illuminati was the basis for what we call today the Colombian faction. The Colombian faction of the Illuminati came here right after this government was formed, and that's where we get today this Columbia space shuttle, Columbia movies, Columbia television, you know, Columbia records, everything, Columbia University. As a matter of fact, Columbia TV, Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. What is the symbol for CBS? It's the all-seeing eye. And that's why our government is in the District of Columbia, because these guys own our government. They print our money, and they own not only the government, but they own you. You are their property. So, in other words, these guys print the money, they run the country, and they own you, and they own everything around it. And so they make the laws. And that's why they can decide who can kill who and who can get away with who and who can get away with whatever, because they make the laws and they decide, all right? As I said to you before, there are 13 layers in this pyramid. There are 13 letters in Anno Coeptis, but 13 is a very important number to this secret society. There are 13 stripes, there are 13 stars here, which make up the Star of David. The 13 berries, there are 13 leaves, 13 arrows. There are 32 feathers here and 33 feathers there. Everything is done in sequence of 13. 13, of course, is based on, this is what we call Masonic symbolism. Freemasons designed this dollar bill. Everything is done in sequence of 13, and again, I draw your attention to the fact that you have 13 stars here, which collectively make up the Star of David. There's a reason why. On the $1 bill at the top, you'll see this little image right here, but if you blow it up from an actual photograph, you'll see it is a little owl. It's a symbol of the Bohemian Society. The Bohemian Society meets in California on the last 2 weeks of July of every year. I have pictures showing all of the presidents, all of the living presidents, excluding the new one, but all of the living presidents at Bohemian Grove in Northern California, and they're all wearing red and black Ku Klux Klan dress type of regalia, like the Ku Klux Klanners, with the pointed headdress and everything. And I mean, that's quite a sight to see presidents dressed like Ku Klux Klan members, right? And they're standing in front of a big open pit of fire, and behind them is about a 20 to 25 foot owl behind them. And the article in Elm Magazine and Time Magazine, I've got two or three different magazines showing basically the same pictures. It says that the presidents meet with all of the heads of industry throughout the world, all of the heads of state throughout the world, and all of the most important wheeler dealers in this country, and they all meet up in Northern California, and they have rituals where they go before the owl after midnight, And then what a picture you got, with all the presidents dressed up like Ku Klux Klanners with black and red robes on, before an owl. And these are your presidents of this country.